In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, we are gathering here to thank Jesus, who called us to follow him, and will have benefit of eternal life. So brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my fault. My most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. My Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Thank you.
Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house, or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or lands, for my sake, and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses, and brothers, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you.
Và cả tài sản nữa, vì sẽ được cấp trăm vở lần này và lần sau. Câu chuyện này cả ba tin mừng nhất là ông đều biết. So, synopsis, Matthew, Luke and Mark tell the story, but each of them tell a different way. Cả ba tin mừng đều biết, nhưng mà mỗi tác giả đều viết một cách khác nhau, có chỗ khác nhau đó. Chỗ Matthew thì chỉ biết rằng là bỏ cha mẹ, nhà cửa, anh em, chị em và con gái, đất đai và không nói là bỏ vợ, không nói bỏ vợ, bởi vì Matthew có vợ, Matthew có vợ, cho nên không dám nói bỏ vợ, bỏ vợ đó là bỏ vợ, chẳng không được về, không về nhà đâu, nên không nói là bỏ vợ. Luca thì nói rằng là bỏ vợ, bỏ vợ, bỏ cha, bỏ mẹ, anh chị em và cả đất đai nữa, bởi vì Luca là học trò của Thánh Phaolô, mà Thánh Phaolô thì không lấy vợ, cho nên Luca rất là tự tin. So you can give up your wife and brothers and sisters and children. Marco cũng không nói bỏ vợ, bởi vì Marco là học trò của Thánh Phaolô, Marco là bỏ vợ. So you see, the Holy Spirit is by, but in the context, the writer can write in a situation to suit with the circumstances in that moment. Thần khí linh hưng, nhưng mà tác giả thánh, tác giả cổ vũ vẫn viết theo đúng trình tự, theo bối cảnh của thời buổi và cho phù hợp. So each one of us are called to follow Jesus, not only we who live a religious life, but also all of us who were baptized to follow Jesus. Each one of us is called to follow Jesus in every single day in our life. Không phải là chúng ta những người tu mới đích thực được gọi theo Chúa Giêsu, mà tất cả những ai được chịu phép rửa đều là môn đệ của Chúa Giêsu và được mời gọi theo Ngài. So when we follow Jesus, we have to commit ourselves and we have to devote ourselves to God, to Jesus, by keeping our prayer, faithful in our prayer and in our faith. Khi chúng ta được đổi tội, được mời gọi đi theo Chúa, điều quan trọng là chúng ta được mời gọi sống trung thành trong các giờ cầu nguyện theo Chúa Giêsu. So whenever we have this world, many things to do, but we faithful to God every day in our life. We come to church, we come to chapel. So you are a young man who come to Jesus, and Jesus looked at you and said, "Hey, you are a good man. You follow me, and I will treat you well." Và khi chúng ta đi theo Chúa, dù những người trẻ ở đây, họ trẻ là nam là nữ, đi theo Chúa và Chúa sẽ nhìn họ với ánh mắt nhân từ và nói rằng, "I love you and as you love me." So we pray that Jesus always love us and give us strength and faith and hope and zeal that we follow Jesus in every day of our life. Chúng ta theo Chúa và xin Chúa ban chúng ta sức mạnh, đức tin và mến, sự hy vọng và sự trung thành. So we ask Mary, our mother, to pray for us, and then Susan, pray for us, and Jesus, bless for us. Amen.
Thank you.
priest to be offered to your name and count our operation as signs of our design to serve you to devotion. We ask of your mercy that what you grant us, the source of merit, might also help us to attain merit's reward. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. Lift up your hearts.
We lift up our hearts to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father, most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Lord, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin. Fulfilling your will and making for you a holy people, he shed out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so, with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory as with one voice we. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which we pour out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Grand up, I will. history with him in his resurrection. Remember, brothers and sisters, that who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them in the light of your face. Have mercy on us, all we pray, that with Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, we bless yourself, the spouse, we bless the apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages. We may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, and for my divine teaching, you dare to say. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, present in our peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and praise the Lord your peace and unity in accordance with your will, for live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you all.
And
with us. There is our voice under the sun. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world, blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. goodness